me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. We'll get to Joel in just a minute, but I wanted to share something with you I got from the Wall Street Journal. You know, I read the Wall Street Journal. I don't trust it at all. I don't trust Rupert Murdoch. But you need to know what's going on. And basically, they're doing everything they can to confuse the American people. But the basic principle is this. You want to expand the economy. While you make money readily available, you encourage banks to loan, and they loan out money, and you get prosperity, artificial prosperity, because the money doesn't exist. It's all contrived. It's created out of nothing. But as the money circulates, why people feel good, and they buy things, and they borrow money. Everybody's borrowing money, and so the economy does great. Of course, it's all artificial. Well, right now, of course, what they're doing is they're beginning to pull back on money. Article in the paper, fascinating. Apparently, a lot of the banks, hundreds of number of banks out there, are still owe the Treasury money. But back in 2008, the Treasury lent out something like $16 trillion. $16 trillion. And they lent it, part of it to Europe and part of it to American banks. Well, then the American banks have all this money, and with the fractional reserve system, you have certainly $1 million on reserves. You can lend out $9 million. So they lent, and they got the economy going. Well, what the Treasury is doing now is demanding that money back, the money that was distributed through the TARP program, and they're raising the interest rate on those TARP funds from 5% to 9%. That's pretty hefty, and the banks are being told, we want that money back, we want you to repay it, and if you don't repay it, you're going to be paying 9%. So what they're really doing is constricting the money supply to the banks, which is going to restrict lending. When you understand that they are intent upon contracting our economy, you can begin to understand what's going on today. Make your preparations accordingly. Unless they change their policy, we're in for a very bad period. And with that as the background, well, let's get to Joel Skousen and World Affairs Brief and what is really going on in the world today. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Stan. I have not heard those or any backup to what you have just said about them raising interest rate on TARP funds, which are mostly liquidated now. In the
bank. Just in the bank yesterday. It was just in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
I'll have to check that out because, I don't see any other signs that the U.S. is trying to collapse the economy. In fact, QE3 is not an indication that Fed has run out of money. It's an indication of the fact of trying to wean, the economy off the U.S. Inflationary, paying for its own debt on that, which, can't go on forever. But I know that this is a consistent rumor within the Internet that, mostly started by Lindsay Williams, that they're going to collapse the economy. And it isn't true in the sense, they could easily do that simply by pulling the money supply. And to say I don't see any reason for them to do that. But I will check out the story in the Wall Street Journal about increasing, because the banks typically have never had to pay over 5%. They're always in.
Well, if you can't find the article, you just give me a call and I'll fax it to you, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, go right ahead.
Stan. Well, the main story in Today's World Affairs Brief is the outrage over Obamacare growing. And for a time to push Congress to Obamacare, it's now, as hatred for this grand control system is higher than ever, especially as it's about the horror stories about the cost of the health.
Joel, are you on a cell phone? Because we're cutting out.
Unfortunately, not here. I'm traveling.
Okay, well, go ahead. We'll try to get through it. Go ahead.
As I said, people are reporting double and tripling of premiums. And the worst thing that they're not, insurance companies are not really giving an appreciable discount for accepting even larger.
Joel? Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am there. Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, we're cutting out. Go right ahead.
Well, I wish I could do anything about it. In any case, my opinion that Justice John Roberts, who betrayed conservatives on this issue, should be ever viewed as the Benedict Arnold of the Constitution and health care freedom in the United States.
I agree.
Well, now that almost everyone is required to have health insurance, companies are engaging in nationwide informal price fixing as all insurers raise their premiums to outrageous levels, leaving the public with virtually no alternative except to pay the government penalties. And those, even as expensive as they're going to be, if you are, you know, have any money at all, because it ends up being 1 or 2 or eventually 2.5% of your income, they still look cheap by comparison to $12,000 to $20,000 a year for health insurance. And there's no incentive to compete for lower prices because everyone is being forced to pay. Everyone has to buy.
And basically, they have these programs now. They're catastrophic programs. You've got to pay the first 3%, 5%, 7%, pardon me, $1,000. You have to put out $5,000 before you get anything from your insurance company. What madness is that?
And can you still hear me, Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So what happened in Massachusetts after RomneyCare was installed, longer wait time, because you're not satisfied with it. You know, yeah, it's what happens with
Joel, we're cutting out. Joel, are you there?
We lost Joel.
We lost Joel. Well, I'm terribly sorry because I really wanted you to hear what he has to say about what's happening. But with a marked increase in the cost of Obamacare, are we talking about...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Joel, we have you back. Is Joel back on the line?
Yes, I am, Stan. I've moved to a different portion of the house, so hopefully I'll have better service here.
All right, you go right ahead.
Anyway, part of the reason the insurance companies are saying they're requiring higher out-of-pocket expenses is to comply with new rules, and that's true to a large degree, plus the fact there's a tremendous uncertainty involved in that process, because the number of uninsurable persons awaiting to join this system is a flood, and it's not precisely known how many people are out there. So insurance is just covering themselves by raising prices, and they're all doing it. Just incredible price increases. You know, what I used to worry about was that today's health insurance companies would exit the insurance market rather than deal with the risks and uncertainties, and the government would likely intervene and install a single-payer government-run healthcare system. But for now, it looks like that is unlikely. The insurance companies are going to make a killing off of Obamacare, and short of Congress reacting with price controls, which I don't agree with, there is no limit to where premiums will go. And one thing that is certain, Stan, is that they will never be affordable. And that's the cruel joke of this entire thing.
Well, I would think that the Republicans and even a lot of the Democrats would vote to do away with this program. This is going to be an abomination. This is going to really cause a lot of people just not to have health care. They're not going to be able to afford it. The average person can't afford $12,000 to $20,000 for health insurance.
That's absolutely true. And so let's tackle about how you evade this health insurance mandate. Unless you're one of the few religious sects recognized by the IRS as being conscientious objectors to insurance, that includes Social Security, which isn't really welfare or insurance, it's a prepaid benefit plan, or at least it's supposed to be, and that religious sect was operating before 1951, you're pretty much out of luck with paying the penalty as the only opt-out. And I've covered in tomorrow or in today's World Affairs Brief the various exemptions. Of course, criminals are exempt because their health care is paid for by the government, another taxpayer burden. American Indians are exempt because they're on a free government health care system. A lot of people didn't realize that Indians get free health care from the Indian Health Services. There are a few religious groups, like the Amish, the Scientologists, Christian Scientists, Muslims, etc., that have claimed exemption, but in fact, that's not completely true. The law doesn't specifically state any particular denomination that would qualify. What it does is point people to a certain section of the IRS code, section 1402, which governs exemptions from the payment of Social Security and Medicare taxes. So they're basically putting everybody into exemptions on the health care into this older section of the Internal Revenue Code, which makes it almost impossible to qualify. You have to be a member of a bona fide religious organization that was established before 1950. That means that nobody can come out and say, hey, I have a religious exemption against this. You're just out of luck, according to the IRS code, because it wasn't something they recognized prior to 1951.
Well, Joe, there some major corporations that were excluded from this? They were friends of Obama, had given him a lot of money. And so are these specific industries or corporations didn't have to go into the program? What was that all about?
Well, that was just a perk, obviously. And they got a specific exemption. And I think that you know, could have been challenged in law because it looks like Obama's doing that by executive order rather than by, it's not actually in the bill. And so he's just granting a lot of changes to the law after it was passed, you know, things like extending the deadlines and making sure that people could have their old things back. Of course, you know, you can't by executive decree say you can have your old program back when you still pile onto that program with the insurance companies the requirements that they cover the uninsured. I mean, they can't offer the same program at the same price. They can offer the same program at double and triple the price because it isn't the same program. I mean, it's incredible how the media has accepted Obama's changes to the law without critically analyzing that it cannot literally be done, either in law or in practice.
Well, why aren't the Republicans speaking out? Why is
Well, and that's because John Boehner is a controlled individual, and he's not actually fighting this battle for us.
Absolutely. He's a traitor. He's basically, he's going right along with the establishment. It's all a game. He pretends to be against it. But as so much of what's going on today, it's all make-believe. Go right ahead.
And so you can forget about all these exemptions to the program unless you're over 65, like you and I are, Stan, and if you're on Social Security, that automatically gets you enrolled in Medicare, and being on Medicare exempts you from Obamacare. But short of age 65, most people are stuck with paying the penalty if they don't want to enroll in this outrageous insurance exchange market. Some people might be able to evade the penalty. Rush Limbaugh pointed out there was a technicality in the law that there's no enforcement provision for the IRS to collect the penalty if you refuse to pay it. They're only basically collecting if they owe you a refund, they are taking it out of it. But if you structure your taxes so that you do not get a refund, then technically you don't have to pay it. I'm not saying that I recommend this because, unfortunately, I don't think this lack of enforcement will hold. The penalties and interest will continue to accrue. They'll say that you owe it, and eventually, when they put some teeth into enforcement, it will turn out badly for those